This is CliffCentral.com.
Welcome to Wedding Central, Africa's first dedicated online wedding show. Hosted by myself, Kylie de Villiers.
And myself, Ntombi Ntlapo. This show is proudly brought to you by The Wedding Expo and Wedding Inspirations magazine. We're so excited to have you join us. Our official hashtag for the show will be called hashtag Wedding Central.
And we're very excited. This is the first one of its kind in Africa. And Ntombi, in terms of you, how did you get started out in the wedding industry?
Well, me and my fabulous self, basically started out about 7 years ago. Mm-hmm. I've worked at a couple of wedding venues in and around Joburg. From there, I went to the SA School of Weddings, which this fabulous woman called Kylie de Villiers owns. And from there, I realized that that's actually what I want to do with my life. So I've always had my business on the side. I own the Extravaganza Group, and we've got four companies that run within the group. But it's all to do with weddings, wedding planning, makeup, and that kind of thing. And just recently, two years ago, I've started teaching
You've been on your own.
It feels like just a day. But yes, I've been teaching at the SA School of Weddings. And 2 years ago, I also did leave my full-time job. And I've been pushing the Extravaganza Group ever since then. Yourself, Miss Fabulous, tell us about you.
It's quite difficult talking about yourself sometimes. But yes, I've got the three companies as well. I'm all falling in under my umbrella. The SA School of Weddings is that we train the people within the wedding industry. And I think that's why we've brought the show to the forefront with having Wedding Central here for brides, is because we want to educate the brides out there and give you a little bit of guidance on planning your wedding and giving you the good, bad and the ugly, and the truth and the reality of planning
and
a wedding.
Yeah, and the funny and the dark and the horrendous stories that come in between all of that stuff.
And all the bright fairy tales as well. So, from that side was the school and just to educate people. And then the wedding specialist, we do flowers and decor and planning. We much prefer the flowers and decor and styling side of things as to the planning now. Brides are quite... they are quite demanding.
I think that's completely fair. If somebody's going to be spending 400,000 rand on one day, I think it's completely fair to obsess about that day.
Absolutely.
I don't think there's such a thing as bridezillas. I think it's either you're a nice person or you're not. But you have all license. You're spending that much money on 24 hours, and you know what? Obsess about it till the very end and make sure that everything is just as you want it.
So, and Ntombi and myself are here to give this all this information to you. We want to engage with you, and we want you to enjoy the journey with us and the many months to come and years to come on Wedding Central.
Yay. So just more about what's coming up on the show. We will be letting you guys in on an interview that we did with Randy Finoli from the TLC show Yes to the Dress. And we did catch up with him last week at the Monroe
Boutique. And what an absolutely fabulous guy. He was so great. When you meet a person like that, that's been on huge TV, and he's quite a huge celebrity in our industry, and I think generally most people know him, especially anyone who's man or woman who's been planning a wedding, they get to know him on the TV. So it was quite a daunting task, but he had such a personality. He even asked me the first question he said to me, "Young lady, when was the first time you had sex?" I was like, "Okay, great." The ice was broken. So we're very excited to bring you his interview and for him to give you a little bit of insight on what he's got, his take on wedding dresses is.
Yeah, and just to look forward to what's coming up on the show with future podcasts, we'll be talking about a host. I'm talking about a huge range of topics to do with weddings. We're going to start off with things like engagements, and within engagements, rings, surprise engagements, what's a priority, who do you tell, where do you start? What else will we talk about, Kylie?
What was the proposal like? Any fabulous proposal stories, the disaster proposal stories? We want to bring those to the forefront with you. And for instance, with the guys, what is your idea of a proposal? And for the woman, what is your ideal proposal? So we want to talk about that. We're going to talk about same-sex marriages and all the legalities that go with that. traditional versus Western. I mean, Ntombi, you're getting married, girl, and a girl, girl, you've had lots of drama in your
even the
in
drama,
your planning.
The drama. It's really just about the numbers with traditional, but there's so many aspects that you need to think of when it comes to traditional weddings, the cultures, the rituals that we need to do with Western weddings. You know, especially now, especially with Black clients, people want to do both now. Mm. And can you really afford it? And should you do both? Mm. People feel this huge pressure to do both. And is it really necessary? With gay weddings, I know I've just recently done a gay wedding.
Sure, and it's quite a lot of people don't understand.
It's difficult. It's difficult. There are a lot of people. I mean, South Africa is very advanced when it comes to same-sex marriage and accepting that kind of thing. But it just makes you realize still how far behind South Africa still is. As much as it's legal, it's still very difficult to get through the planning. What else is coming up, Kylie?
So we're going to talk about suppliers. We're going to talk about your guest list, how to cut that guest list, how to look at your budget. I mean, that very huge word of budget. And yes. I mean, everyone wants to have the best wedding ever. And it depends on how much.
Yeah, but I mean,
it's all relevant to each individual.
Exactly. Budgets, I mean, yes, important. But I mean, think about how much you can get from Woolies or Pick and Pay with, you know, 100 rand or 200 rand from the store. Can you really walk out with a lot? So when you consider that, it really does make you realize how expensive things actually are in the wedding industry.
So we've got a jam-packed session. We've got lots of jam-packed sessions for our podcast. And we're very grateful to the Wedding Expo and Wedding Inspirations magazine for sponsoring our show, and we look forward to bringing you lots and lots of exciting things to plan your wedding and maybe for your friends getting married. You must tell them all about our podcast and make sure you hashtag the word hashtag Wedding Central to all your engagements on social media.
Yeah, 100%. And join in the conversation. We want you guys to understand that this is an open platform. Tell us what you want to hear about as well. We're happy to discuss things that you guys think. And we're just trying to bring more information to the everyday person. The reality is you don't know what you don't know. Mm. And that's just what we're trying to bring forth to you guys.
So we are your wedding ladies. And Ntombi and Kylie, here we are. So...
yeah. So let's now listen into the interview that Kylie did last week with Randy, the fabulous Randy Fanodi from TLC's show, Say Yes to the Dress. Take it from there.
I hope you are enjoying your time so far in South Africa.
I am. I'm so excited to be at Bridal Fair SA.
Fabulous. It's very exciting.
And to see the different cultures and because weddings are so different in Africa. You know, the bright colors and the headdresses and the different tribes and the traditions are so different. So I love when I go to a different country to really immerse myself into their traditions and find out where they began and where they are today. It's fascinating.
It's fascinating to you. There's a lovely store that is going to be at the bridal fair called Shifting Sands, and she does phenomenal dresses.
I can't wait to see it.
So I think you'll be excited about it. Okay. But I've got a question for you in terms of your style. Mm-hmm. Do you have a personal stylist?
No. I dress myself.
You dress yourself?
Yes, yes, yes. And when I'm at home, people say, well, what do you wear when you're not wearing a suit and tie and pocket square? I literally go to my closet, pull out my sweatpants, pull out my tank top, and that's my uniform that I wear around my house. Very casual around my house. Nobody sees me that way, but that's how I dress normally.
Okay, that's fabulous. And how do you remain the nice person that you are with being in such a demanding industry?
You know, I remember something that Dolly Parton once said. She said, and her and I have very kind of similar backgrounds where she was raised poor on a farm. I wasn't really poor, but the last of seven children, I didn't have everything I wanted. But I was raised on a farm, and she said once in an interview, I prayed my whole life to be here. And now that I'm here, I'm not going to complain about it. So every single day, I feel blessed and gifted to be able to do what I love so much. And I know that the show won't last forever. Every TV show comes to an end. So I'm enjoying it while I can. Yeah.
And the store and your in and being in the wedding industry, what keeps you passionate about it?
Oh, the stories and the brides and their fears and their anxiety, just knowing that I can take that away from them, knowing that just by holding their hand and saying, I'm going to find you a dress, I promise you. And I deliver on that promise to them. And they know that I will deliver on that promise because I only have one motive. I don't work on commission. Nobody pays me. I don't represent any bridal designer. My only job is to make sure that she looks and feels beautiful walking down the aisle. So instantly, she's like putty in my hands. So I don't have bridezillas.
You don't have bridezillas?
Never. Okay. No.
And then when you bring somebody, if you can give a bit of advice to a bride going into one of the stores in South Africa,
yeah.
Who, obviously you're not available to everybody in South Africa, who would you take with you? Who would you suggest that bride takes with her
well,
to a store?
Here I'm going to give a little tough love. Mm-hmm. It's not about who
it.
You take.
It.
Yeah, it's not about who you take. Mm-hmm. It's about the preparation before you enter that bridal salon.
Okay.
You need to have a conversation mm-hmm. before you walk in those doors. And you need to say, look, whoever you're bringing, my budget's $1,000. Mm-hmm. So unless you're putting in another $9,000, don't pull a $10,000 dress because I'm going to fall in love with it and I'm going to be in tears. Mm-hmm. And number two, I don't want to look like Cinderella going to, you know, the castle. So don't pull a big poofy ball gown because that's not my style. Mm-hmm. And number three, you know, I'm really sensitive about my thighs. So when I'm standing on the pedestal in front of like 30 other people in the bridal salon, don't say, damn, that dress makes your hips look wide, because I'm going to end up in the dressing room crying again. So you need to have this conversation before you walk into the salon. And if all else fails, that bride needs to turn to the entourage and say, listen, I'm Diana Ross. You're the Supremes, and you have one job, to ooh and ah on command.
So your suggestion is to actually have that conversation before they go
before.
Into
this. Of course, if they did, we wouldn't have a show.
Absolutely. And from your opinion, how many bridesmaids is too many bridesmaids?
You know, I think it's a matter of what you want and what you're trying to achieve. I think for me, I think that going understated makes a bigger statement. Mm-hmm. I think having people that are really important to you, that are meaningful mm-hmm. to you, you don't have to invite your third cousin ex removed, whatever. You know, I think that it's really about including people that mean something mm-hmm. to you mm-hmm. that's most important. It's not about a number.
If you knew then what you know now in mm-hmm. your career, what would you do differently?
Oh, gosh. I don't know that I would do anything differently.
Well, could you give some people... I come from an industry, so I come from the industry.
You mean in the bridal industry?
In the bridal industry. If somebody had to go into the wedding industry, or is new going into the wedding industry,
yes.
What advice could you give somebody going in? It's all about the bride at the moment, but for somebody going into the wedding industry,
if you're going into designing, okay. Something I thought was, oh, if I design a pretty dress, it's going to sell. Mm. But there's much more... importance on the fit of a garment. Mm-hmm. When a woman puts on that dress and it fits her like a glove, mm-hmm. she stands in front of the mirror and she goes, oh, I love this dress. And it's not about the dress, it's about the shape that dress is giving her. So I learned very early on that fit is really important. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know that going to school. I thought, oh, if it looks pretty, they're going to buy it because it's pretty. So I think for somebody going into fashion and any kind of fashion, mm-hmm. fit is really important.
Really? Okay. And you would stay, you wouldn't decide to change your career path if you knew?
Oh gosh, no, I love designing bridal and dressing brides because it's the single most important garment they'll ever wear. So to be a part of that moment, you have to realize that when a woman comes in to a bridal appointment, she brings her mother, who she's known her entire life, her best friends, her trusted friends, and to be invited into that appointment as an outsider, to be a part of that moment where she chooses that dress, is such a privilege and an honor that I get to do that every day. I have the greatest job on the planet.
Do you go with the brides on the day of their wedding to dress
them? No, never. I never go to a wedding. I never go to a wedding.
Never go to a wedding.
No.
But I see, from my side, with the planner side of things, do you know how often we'll go to the final fitting and the bridesmaids are shown how to lace up and whatever?
They have no clue.
It goes out the window.
They have no clue. Yeah.
So if there was somebody who could be dedicated to dressing that bride, would you suggest it?
Well, when I designed bridal, I went to all of the weddings that I was invited to. But now that I'm on TV, I can't. And I'll give you a little example. Sarah, one of the consultants that was on, is on Say Yes to the Dress. Yes. When she got married, she invited me to her wedding, and I went because she's my friend and colleagues. At the reception, her entire family left her, came running over to me. Randy, can I get a picture? Can I get a picture? Yeah. And there stood Sarah alone on her wedding day. And I'm like, you know what? This is her day.
Yeah.
It's not mine. Yeah. So from that moment on, I really don't go to weddings unless they're very close family and friend, you know, friends. And I let everybody know my picture is not to be taken. It's the bride's day, not mine.
Well, Randy, thank you so much for interviewing.
Oh, thank you.
And just on behalf of Cliff Central and the SA School of Weddings, it's an absolute honor to meet you.
Yeah, I'm so excited to be here in South Africa. There's so many brides coming to Bridal Fair SA that I can't wait to learn more about the culture,
about
what they do and their traditions. So I'm really excited to be here.
Well, we'll make sure that the Bridal SA team gets you a nice Madiba shirt so that you can take a little bit of Africa home with you.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you to Randy Fanoli for spending some time with me. It was quite an exciting interview. I got to dress up, and even Ntombi did my makeup. It was great.
Yes,
I felt
like
a queen.
Girl.
So thank you very much. It was a great interview. And please remember to hashtag Wedding Central. And thank you to our sponsors, Wedding Expo and Wedding Inspirations Magazine, for bringing this podcast to you.
Yes. Join us next week. We'll be talking a lot more about engagements and the ins and outs of engagements. And we'll be looking at a guy's perspective as well as a woman's perspective and just the expectations and a few funny stories that we've heard along the way as well.
And if you're in Cape Town this weekend, join us at the Wedding Expo on Saturday at the CTICC. It's Saturday and Sunday from 9 until 5.
This is CliffCentral.com.